I know those people. We shall meet at last. It's a moment for us that as you feel the change, so do we. And I wanted to take a moment as we get into God's word. You know, God's word isn't just words on a page. God's word is real. God's word is how God works in people's lives in a time and in a place. As we read of stories of yesteryear, and yet the stories continue in your life and in mine. Let us pray. Father, thank you because you are so loving towards us. We can't even begin to fathom how much you love us. And I thank you for this opportunity to speak on your behalf to such special people. So may your spirit be here. May our hearts be encouraged as soon we will see Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, give or take, about 5 years ago, you all were praying. You all were praying for who your next pastor would be. And you were praying that the pastor who would come would be a praying pastor. Well, you got to be careful what you ask for because you might just get it. And lo and behold, God led so that my wife and I would be the next pastor of the Better Life Roseburg Seventh-day Adventist Church. You see, this picture happened right in that room. It's called the chapel. That was where your pastor was grilled to see whether or not I was the right man for the job. And apparently, for some reason, you felt that that was the case. And so you extended an invitation to us, and by faith, we accepted it. Cam was so excited to take that picture because he's got compliments of Cam Litvin. And so right after you all said yes, both Bill Marshall and Bill Aspie gave me a tour of the facility. And so we took this picture on that very night of when we moved forward, both you and ourselves, to be your next pastor. And I knew from that moment it was all downhill from there. In a very good way. The irony is that Bill Laspie was the head elder at the time. And you had your first reading for Bill Marshall to be the head elder soon, this very day. And so you welcomed us with open arms. You welcomed us as two people. Thank you. And so we arrived in our first Sabbath. I'll never forget hearing the orchestra. In fact, that's them this morning. And faithfully, they played. Some Sabbaths, they played because they were able to, and sometimes they weren't able to. But when they could, they would. And so I had to sit this morning just to listen. Because I know I won't hear that hereafter. But I do prepare for a different orchestra in heaven. Walked into my office and saw very special welcoming gifts that I didn't deserve. Thank you. And so the chapter began without knowing exactly what the chapter would look like. They wanted a praying pastor, but if only they told me the half of it, maybe I'd reconsider. only because what was coming was more than I envisioned. We were welcome not just with gifts, but we were welcome with Smiley Davy Williams. If you knew Davy, you knew that he was going to brighten your day. Amen? We miss Davy here. Was working with Bill and Trey, and a very, very strong leadership this church has. These are just two of many examples of that. And so the church is blessed by the leadership that is in this room. Praise God. The church, though, prayed for a praying pastor. That meant that it's not as if they weren't doing any praying. They were, but they realized they needed more. And so as we started to pray, we also got to know each other a little bit more. I didn't know that Jerry was going to be my neighbor on Pebble Beach. Praise the Lord. And many others. The Griesbach, the Fletchers, and others. Mary Kay, just around the bend. Eldon and Jean. We arrived, and we were told that there were evangelistic meetings planned. And so I thought to myself, either I pull the plug on those plans and we do our own plans, or maybe plans that I was more comfortable with, or we run with it. You know, whenever a church wants to do evangelism, you don't douse the water on those flames. You fan them. And fan we did, as we had evangelistic meetings with Brian McMahon. You remember those? Praise the Lord. And many of you were baptized, and you weren't only baptized, but you've grown since then. Julia, this past week, thanking me for baptizing you. Praise the Lord. Teaching in primary. Quiet Julia. Who knew? Not me. But God did. And so we also had Jacob baptized during those series of meetings. Praise the Lord. And the church now was getting to move in a new direction, figuring out which way we were going to go. And what I didn't know was of the project that was coming our way. When we arrived here, the bathroom wing was still under construction. It was framed, electrical work was done, and soon it was drywalled, then painted, and then we had the new bathrooms. And praise the Lord for the new bathrooms. I mean, last I heard, word on the street is we got the nicest bathrooms in Roseburg. You gotta go. I know a great place to go. Roseburg SDA. What do you see in the picture? You see where the new heating duct was going to be going through. It was in the ceiling previously, if I'm not mistaken, covered by a drop ceiling, and now it was going to go below. The two individuals in that picture are two of the individuals that were greatly involved in this whole project, Lyndon and Bill. That's what it started looking like as it was getting ready for the heating duct to be installed. And there it is coming as the specialists were installing it. Once it installed, now we started building support for the roof out there, because a wall was going to be coming out. And so there you see, you don't know it, but I've seen John look that way many times, only because he's busy taking care of his dear mom. And he was there working hard with many others as well. Now we're taking down the wall, and if you have been on any part of this project, one of the faithful people of this project is in that picture. Bubba. Whenever Bubba was needed, Bubba was there. Thank you, Bubba. We installed a beam to as support for that new wall, and like to thank Trey for your help with that. As the wall started to come on down, well, Lyndon was typically at the helm of letting people know what was needing to be done. Step by step, there's Bill Marshall looking the other way and Bill Lasby the other way, and we all worked together. Most of the time, I didn't know what color Lyndon's skin was because of all the dust. As we moved forward, getting the wall ready, there came the beam. We hoisted that thing, installed it, and, oh, by the way, the bathrooms were ready. The new pretty bathrooms. And so one of the things as I kind of, you know, there was many things happening all at once. It wasn't, oh, this happened and then that happened. It was almost sandwiched in between. When we were interviewed, Cam, you asked me, what are your thoughts of maybe live streaming or doing something of the like in the future? Well, it's not a future time now. It is. And if we would have known back in 2016, what a blessing that would be in 2021. We probably would have pushed even harder to get it done earlier. But thank you, Cam, for doing that. Praise the Lord. That's a blessing to people here in Roseburg and around the world. One of the faithful people in working on the different projects here, as was Marlis, as they're no longer here, and Bill, two big pillars of our church. Little by little, we had new people starting to come in, one of them by the name of Rose. Rose came here and waited until everybody was inside church so that nobody can see her walking in as she came to church the first time. Well, what she didn't know is that she wouldn't stop coming. She's still here. Praise the Lord. And not only is here, but came to find her new family. As the bathrooms were finished, as this new foyer was being worked on, so started the project of, oh, we're also going to be installing new carpet. And new carpet means a couple of things. One, we got to get rid of the old carpet. Two, we got to move the pews. Three, if we're going to be putting new carpet, we might as well be painting. And the projects continued. And, you know, Mr. Cruz can probably make a fortune out of that thing that he built to move the pews. Praise the Lord. That's a Cruz Incorporated. And as we were getting ready to have carpet installed, what you walk on every day in this church facility are God's promises. Maybe you knew it or not, but here it says, and I will save your children. That's a promise that Rose claims every day, and I don't think she's alone. All over this facility are the promises of God. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. After that, then we started getting ready to do the drywalling, and Mark Bishop was so instrumental in getting that done. I don't know if you're here, but thank you, Mark. With the new drywalling going in, that also means we needed electrical work to be done before the drywall came in, and painting was still being done during that time. Even Dorothy was painting. Praise the Lord. You had Greg working on electrical work. You had Ed Manning spearheading the electrical work. Praise the Lord. He was instrumental in getting this lighting project in the chapel accomplished. Amen. We had Trey doing a lot of work as well. And, oh, by the way, there's Lyndon again. You had people working to take things out of here that needed to go, carpeting, tile, and they worked so hard to get that done. And Jerry was person to make sure that all these little projects were coming along nicely. You see the new wall going up and the glass being installed. Praise God. You see, normally a church goes through one big project during a pastorate's time. But we had the tail end of the new bathrooms. We had the new foyer. We had new carpet. We have new painting. Oh, by the way, did you know that there's nothing like getting pie? One of the reasons why I share this with us is because something that's become an annual thing in reaching out to people, reaching out to people who are starting to come, reaching out to people we haven't seen in a while, reaching out to people that we really haven't seen in a while, has been giving them a little pie. And we did that, and it's become a yearly thing. Praise the Lord for that. One of the other things that started happening during this time is that our young adults started meeting. There you see Dorea, Mark and Lisa Topete, our spiritual sons, Anna Marie. And this ministry has continued. Friday nights, every so often, they're meeting over at Tyler and April's home. And they even have a Sabbath school class that's meeting right now. Praise God. Rose did get baptized. Hallelujah. Not just her, but Kelly came into the fold. And as others came into the fold, others started realizing that they themselves needed a revival and a change where God was calling them. Praise God. You had some who said, I need to make my decision for myself because I never got the opportunity to do it. Hallelujah. Special moments. It was so exciting that as we would pray more and more and more, you would see things happening in people's lives. And I praise God for what he's been doing in your life, Marjorie. Praise God. You see spouses taking stands. In this picture, you see April taking her decision to be baptized. But at that moment, it was just her because she realized, now was my time. And when Tyler was ready, Tyler took his stand. And Tyler's here today. Hallelujah. Why was it their time at that moment? Because we think we have all the time in the world to make our decision for Christ. We don't have all that time. Little did they know that in their comfy house that they called home for some time, this would be what it would look like. But God prepared you. I'll never forget that day. You didn't know how God was going to come through for you, but he did. Jean made her decision. I need to recommit my life to Christ. Praise the Lord. Doesn't care that she was coming down the baptistry steps with the cane. She needed to make her decision now. And maybe you're here hearing this and you're in the valley of decision about where you are with Jesus. Don't hold it off. Make your decision today. Donette made her decision. Praise the Lord. We're used to hearing her fingers playing along. And little did we know what God was doing in her life. God is doing something in each and every one of our lives. And Shane, God bless you. The last one that I've had the opportunity and privilege to baptize in this church family. Keep moving forward. And thank you, Elder Corwin, for working with him for that end. This is the house of God. This is the place where we seek God. ever make it your choice to seek the house of the Lord. Because maybe it could be that Sabbath that your life changes forever. Changes that happened as we would gather for the 10 days of prayer. The more we pray, the more God does things. One of the things that I was blessed by, and my family as well, by many of you who would take the time to keep a little eye on little some peoples, that sometimes would have a little bit more wiggle than more people or most people do. Thank you for your care. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support when there would be times in which the kids were with us and when they weren't. And yet you were there to hold us up. And we kept on giving some pies. We kept on knocking. We kept out giving literature. I'd like to say that all of the church got painted. In fact, there's still some painting needing to get done. But these are three of very special people. They gave a lot of their time to do some painting. And when you think about it, they and others needed to do it at that time. Marlis couldn't do it right now. Why? Marlis isn't here. Susan can't do it right now. She's still regaining strength. She can't do that right now. And Jerry's also taking care of her sweet mother-in-law. Praise the Lord. The time to get things done is not later. And these ladies were doing them, both Marlis and Jerry, as their moms were dying. Wow. Every time I'd see them and I'd be painting with them, I'd think to myself, they should be home. They should be home gathering the last moment. We had special guests that become extended family from down under. People making decisions for eternity. That was when you got baptized, Kathy. Praise the Lord. And little did we know that one of our guest speakers would be getting married to this guest speaker. And the moments that we see. Who else is in that picture? John Lee. I don't know if you remember the last time he was at church while he was still with us. He entered like most people I have not seen. How did he enter? He entered and waved as many people he could. Why? Because he knew it may be his last time with his church family. Wow. We started to pray. We started praying in the school. We started having prayer walks. We started praying in our community more and more. And praise the Lord that God has been answering those prayers as, by the grace of God, RJA has grown. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Jacksons, for your leadership at the school. For without you all at the helm, many things would not have come about. Other guest speakers where decisions were made. What was Sister Carol Barron? And we had Better Life, as we're part of the Better Life family, come and do some tapings. Oh, and here's sweet Mary. This is a special picture when you have two divas in there, as they thoroughly enjoyed being with each other. The painting continued for many days, myself included. The carpet removed, part of the team. Our foyer doesn't look like that anymore. Our chapel doesn't look like that anymore. Our sanctuary doesn't look like that anymore, neither the front entryway. And as the project kept on moving forward, God was doing a work in your life and in mine. The new carpet came in, and soon the new carpet will go out. Do you remember that? As it was a bit off. We had our pathfinders working to serve their community. Rayleigh's not that small anymore, but yet she was faithful in doing her pathfinder work. We had international Sabbaths. We had invitations to VBS where somebody came to our VBS just because they got a balloon. Praise the Lord. But then we had a long time where maybe we didn't have power because of the snowstorm of 2019. We had a second evangelistic meeting with David Machado in which the irony of those that were baptized, the bulk of it wasn't new people. Why? Because maybe it was some revival that was needing to happen in our own church. You can't forget those hay rides at Cougar Ridge every August. Thank you, Laureen, for doing that every year. We even had Peggy teaching our little one how to swim, even at the age of 99. Still teaching. Still doing what they can, when they can, how they can. Thank you, Peggy. Celebrating moments in life, like graduation at Milo, or when Margarito and Betty got married. Praise the Lord. Or celebrating a 50th wedding anniversary and others like the Aikens. Or maybe celebrating an adoption of our very own Abby. We have celebrated and had very good times. I don't have time nor space to share everything that has happened during these 5 years. This is just a glimpse. Our campouts that would happen. The Parkers, the Haynes, thank you for leading out in that. Sometimes it would be a hoedown, and you never knew who you were going to find there. Or maybe you go from the hoedown to downtown, as the choir would sing at Carnegie Hall. Thank you, choir, for representing our church. Celebratory moments and some more pie. The school, how it's flourished. But one of the things I praise the Lord about that's also happened during these 5 years is how Bible study has started in greater capacities. Whether a Bible study that I lead out, or maybe a Bible study Sabbath afternoons at 4 o'clock, or maybe a Bible study that happens virtually with Shelley Perry, or maybe another Bible study, or Monday mornings Bible study at the BLC. But there's a Bible study maybe just waiting to happen. Maybe God is calling you to be part of that. And that, I would say, that time is now. You had Cam and Jerry so graciously taking your pictures so that you have something to look at and realize, oh, who's my church member? And to pray for them. We had a new Bible worker join us. But we also had special people that we said, I'll see you later too. Joyce Henschel. John Lee. Bob Gober. Janelle Williams, Edith Fletcher, John Crisp, Georgia. Who's that? I mean, I knew exactly who that was when I walked in the first Sabbath. Why? Because she had her very own name tag, Lois Rigudo. Mary Rollins. Arlene. These are just a few of people that we are looking forward to seeing. My father-in-law and little Anthony. Even though little Anthony is alive and well, to an extent, there's a grieving that happens with that as well. As we came to COVID, I learned how to preach to an empty church, and yet everybody was watching. Hard stuff to do, if you ask me. Not just that, but moving from a pandemic to having a sister church down in Myrtle Creek at the same time. And ministry started shifting to being more online because of needing to distance and people's comfort levels as well. But one of my joys as your pastor has been what's in this picture, that we pray. Whether it's at prayer meeting, whether it's at to 10 days of prayer, doesn't matter what meeting, but to pray more as we see God do amazing things. This was a picture of our last Agape Feast at the conclusion of our last 10 days of prayer. If you were there, you knew how special that moment was. And that Sabbath morning, to see what God was doing in people's lives as you testified about the power of God. I don't know about you, but I want more of that power. How about you? We had a new prayer meeting that started midday that they're not stopping anytime soon, if you ask me. Don't pray less. Pray more. I'm going to post this picture. What happens when we pray? God changes people's lives. Never forget the first time you called me. At just the right time. Where God was getting Haley ready for a huge change in her life. A change that maybe nobody else knew needed to happen. And little did she know that little quiet damn bishop, the one that maybe people may not notice, little by little, as he was coming every Sabbath to church, faithfully, was growing too. And when two people who are seeking the Lord and grow together, people look at them. I mean, look at that picture. Isn't that a nice looking picture? People start asking, where did you get that? And what is that? It's not a that, it's a who. It's what Jesus is doing inside. And that church family is attractive. That church family is what true witnessing is. So that we ourselves can say, you know what? God has changed my life. Do you want him to do that for you? I believe God is getting us ready to be the evangelists we've never even envisioned we could be as he changes us as we look to him. So my last verse for us today is this. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved, how? Blameless, when? At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you think maybe you can't do that. Well, guess what? I got some good news. Verse 24 says, he who calls you is faithful, who also will what? He will do it. I want that to happen in my life. How about you? Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is calling you to be ready. Jesus is calling me to be ready. And on this Sabbath day, we get the opportunity to partake and prepare for that event by partaking of communion. When Jesus comes, will we say, this is our God. We have waited for him and he will save us? Or will we be crying to the rocks, rocks fall on us? Oh, how I want to welcome Jesus when he comes back. And to welcome him requires this decision to give him my life yet again on this Sabbath day. But when Jesus comes back, that won't be the only thing that needs to happen. Well, when Jesus comes back, there's a day coming when we get to heaven and there's going to be not a table like this, there's going to be a silver table for many, many miles long for the redeemed. And I wonder if just maybe at that table, Jesus is going to put everyone to sit at a certain place. Maybe David is going to sit across from Uriah the Hittite. Maybe Paul is going to sit across from Stephen. I wonder what kind of conversations they will have. Maybe conversations that say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And as we prepare for those moments in heaven, we can do that here and now. And I am sorry. If I've offended you, if I have caused you grief or pain, or even discouragement, please forgive me. God's still working on us. Jesus is coming soon. I want to be ready for that day. How about you? As Seventh-day Adventist Christians, we practice open communion, which means if you're a Seventh-day Adventist Christian or not, but want to accept Christ's sacrifice on your behalf and are willing to do so from the sincerity of your heart, you are invited to partake. For those who desire to partake of the foot washing, that is your option. It's not a mandate in these pandemic times. We encourage you to do it at home if possible later today. But if you'd like to do it here in the here and now, couples are set up in the BLC, and we have two children's Sabbath school divisions out that way, one for the ladies and one for the men. If you'd like to stay on by in quiet contemplation of God's gift in Jesus Christ for you, please stay on by. These are sacred moments that God calls us to be together as a church family. And with those words,
I thank you, and may God bless you.
Let us go to our different places at this moment to wash one another's feet if we so desire to do so. And if not, we can remain seated quietly here. God bless you.